comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The search for answers is underway into yesterday's deadly shooting spree in New York. Four people were killed before the gunman took his own life, claiming to have a brain disease linked to contact sports. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
We're executing search warrants on his car and the two phones that he left at the scene. This information will give us a detailed picture of how and why this happened.
Shane Tamura, a Las Vegas casino worker, left a note saying he was sorry. CBS's Anna Schechter has more.
In June, there was a gun show in Las Vegas, and a vendor there called the police concerned that this individual had purchased so much ammunition. So why did that message not get escalated up, and why was this individual able to cross the country to carry out this crime?
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer called an emergency meeting of his cabinet today and later announced the UK will recognize a Palestinian state if Israel doesn't agree to a ceasefire in Gaza.
Our goal remains a safe and secure Israel alongside a viable and sovereign Palestinian state. But right now, that goal is under pressure like never before.
Many fear the international pressure is too late with the hunger crisis in Gaza. Alex Duvall is with the World Peace Foundation in Boston.
To save these children, you need them in intensive care in hospitals. The hospitals are destroyed. There are very few intensive care beds left. Dropping pasta and wheat flour from airplanes is not going to provide the essential care that these children need.
Allison Keyes reports on the brutal heat that's still gripping much of the nation.
At a pool in Grand Rapids, Wisconsin.
It's absolutely steaming hot. I don't know how hot it is, but it is hot.
HVAC specialist Ricky Orta owns the Air Bros in Florida.
A day like today is pretty hectic.
Closing arguments began today in the trial of a Colorado dentist charged with killing his wife by poisoning her protein shakes. Angela Craig died in 2023 during her third trip to the hospital in just over a week. Toxicology tests later showed she died of poisoning from cyanide and an ingredient in eye drops. American consumers are staying confident despite all the economic unknowns. Kelly O'Grady of Money Watch with the latest report.
It ticked up modestly. When you break it apart, though, people felt less good about things right now and more positive about things in the future. That's really what boosted the overall look to be more positive.
On Wall Street today, stocks finish lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 23-year-old Racine man was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after crashing his car into a Racine Unified School this morning. The driver plowed through two classrooms at Olympia Brown Elementary in Caledonia. The crash, which happened at around 2:30 this morning, caused a lot of damage, with the school already undergoing renovations that were set to finish by the fall. No one was injured in the crash. While homeowners will save money on electricity and natural gas bills, counties and local governments in Wisconsin are set to lose revenue. A Forward Analytics report warns that as the state expands its sales tax exemption on residential utility bills to cover the entire year, it will reduce sales tax collections and shared revenue funds that support local budgets. The change means counties won't collect sales taxes on electricity and natural gas used in the home. Gateway's Racine campus is the site of a political event today. Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore is attending a town hall to answer questions about the new Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is organizing the event. They put out a statement saying Moore will be taking questions from the area's actual congressman, Brian Stile. They say Stile was invited. The first district representative is holding his own event Thursday night to talk to constituents. That'll be held in Elkhorn. The Racine Raiders are back in a championship game. They'll face the Detroit Ravens this Saturday at the Hawk Stadium in Detroit for a shot at the PFA title. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers back in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-4 win over the Cubs in Milwaukee. That put the Brewers back in first place, a game ahead of Chicago. Cubs lefty Matthew Boyd had been the hottest pitcher in the league, but gave up 5 earned runs off of 6 hits in 5 innings pitched. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Boyd had his best stuff. We took our walks. You don't see him walking that many guys in a game ever. So I love that part of it. What a day for Contreras and Yelich to come up big.
NFL Packers training camp continues today in Green Bay. In Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers packing up the team bus, headed to UW-Platteville to begin training camp. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel on what he told his players.
Talk about our defensive objectives. Our guys have looked at every single day since spring ball. These are the numbers that put you in the top 10 defense in the nation in each of those areas.
That's Badgers defensive coach Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight storm chance, and a low in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still a chance of storms, heavy rain possible, highs low 70s. Sun's back for Thursday, and highs in the mid 70s. Currently, it's 87.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick 3 songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1973.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. It's time for another trip in the time machine, so dust off your bell bottoms and hop in, because we're cruising back to 1973. A year when disco wasn't yet quite king, but it was definitely buying a crown. And when every family living room had 2 things, shag carpet and a coffee table made entirely of oak and gilt. On the world stage, the Vietnam War was winding down, the U.S. was pulling out troops, and at home, the Watergate scandal had Americans asking, wait, how many people were in that hotel room? Meanwhile, fashion was wild. We're talking butterfly collars so wide you could hang glide, and platform shoes that turned a trip to the grocery store into an Olympic-level balancing act. On the radio in 1973, we were listening to King Harvest and Dancing in the Moonlight. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973.
We get it.
almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Every border's green and warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
We like our fun and we never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight. It's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the
everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing.
It's King Harvest and Dancing in the Moonlight on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1973. That song was written by Sherman Kelly in 1969 after a trip to the Caribbean island of St. Croix, where he was attacked by natives and left for dead. While he was recovering from his injuries, he wrote that song. He said, "I envisioned an alternate reality, the dream of a peaceful and joyful celebration of life." Well, 1973 marked the launch of Skylab. It was the Americans' first space station.
It was the afternoon of May 14, 1973, when the unmanned Skylab Saturn workshop was hurled aloft at Cape Kennedy, on the way to its assigned orbit, 236 nautical miles in space.
On the radio in 1973, we were listening to Bachman Turner Overdrive, Taking Care of Business. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1973.
Trying to look for
Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime.
Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
We've been
taking care of business.
It's Bachman Turner Overdrive and Taking Care of Business on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1973. Well, the Guess Who played that song on their 2000 reunion tour. Randy Bachman, of course, was in the Guess Who before leaving to form Bachman Turner Overdrive. Well, in 1973, kids had a new breakfast cereal, Boo Berry.
Someone's come for a nutritious breakfast.
What?
Hello, my name is Boo. Let me finish. Boo Berry, my ghostly good blueberry-flavored cereal, Boo Berry, is part of this complete breakfast.
Boo to you, Boo Berry.
Frankenberry's got strawberry-flavored marshmallows.
Count Chocula's got chocolate marshmallows.
But I've got blueberry-flavored marshmallows.
Frankenberry. Count Chocula.
And Boo Berry.
And on the radio in 1973, we were listening to Charlie Rich, the most beautiful girl, on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, featuring the class of 1973.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. That I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said something. Comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl.
From 1973, it's Charlie Rich and the most beautiful girl on WRJN. Now, Charlie Rich did not start out as a country singer. He began his career as a jazz and blues musician, doing session work and some songwriting at Sun Records in the late 1950s, until he released his first hit, the rockabilly number Lonely Weekends, in 1960. What was on the big screen in 1973? This song is called The Entertainer, and it was the theme from the movie The Sting, starring Paul Newman and Robert Redford. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1973. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Tomorrow will feature the class of 1965.
Some serious sound to your vinyl collection. Time and Again Music has the albums you seek. With over 10,000 titles in stock, rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, you'll find the records that shaped your personal soundtrack. Check out the buy one, get one free bargain selection. Double the vinyl, double the vibes. A splendid time is guaranteed for all. Rediscover the magic at Time and Again Music on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, where great music and good times never go out of style.
Over 50 years, Ferraro's has been all about making mouth-watering pizza. Now back from a well-earned summer break, they're recharged and ready to serve up all your favorites. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and sandwiches that make summer special. July's pizza of the month is here, the Chicken Bacon Ranch, featuring a creamy ranch base, tender all-white meat chicken, crispy bacon, and melted mozzarella. This pizza is a true summer sensation. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Quartz wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song from an artist who in 2013 revealed she had Parkinson's disease, which left her unable to sing. It's Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good, on WRJN.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling
when I die, well,
shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And yes, local news matters. And now WRJN and the Racine County Eye are bringing more of it to you than ever. With the biggest news team in the county, you'll hear the latest on WRJN and get the full stories online at RacineCountyEye.com. Let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Alcohol was a likely factor in the car versus school crash this morning in Racine County. At around 2:30, two classrooms at Olympia Brown Elementary were impacted in Caledonia when a 23-year-old Racine man plowed through a wall. The driver was arrested on suspicion of OWI. Investigators say alcohol and speed played a part. There have been ongoing renovations at that school. They were intended to be wrapped up this fall. Kenosha and Waukesha are running about the same. So are Milwaukee and Racine. Gas prices to the south and west are at about $2.86 a gallon today, about 6 cents a gallon more in Milwaukee and Racine. Gas prices are continuing to fall in Wisconsin. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump statewide.
Gas prices are continuing to fall in Wisconsin, but are going up slightly nationally. In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply. In Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.82. In Appleton and Oshkosh, it's $2.80.
Style was invited. More is showing up. A political game of sorts is taking place in Racine today as Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore meets with people at a town hall. She'll be answering questions about the Republican tax law. A group called Opportunity Wisconsin is putting together the event at Gateway Technical College. They say the actual congressman for the Racine area, Brian Style, was invited to the event and that Moore is showing up. Congressman Style will host his own in-person listening session Thursday night. That'll be held in Elkhorn. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight storm chance, and a low in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, still a chance of storms, heavy rain possible, highs low 70s. Sun's back for Thursday, and highs in the mid 70s. Right now, we're at 86.
WRJN. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby.
your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby. Twice as tough. Come back, baby. When you grow up, come back. When you grow up, girl, you've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby. When you grow up.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here. And have you ever heard of the second adolescence?
No, but I have a feeling my husband's going through it right now.
Oh, okay. All right. This is joking. The phase of your life when, like a kid, you start to live life on your own terms again.
Oh.
So, like, no longer caring what other people think about you. Being more open to talking about personal issues, choosing to pursue a lifelong dream, that sort of thing. This is your second adolescence.
You know what? I might be going through that right now as well, because honestly, lately, I couldn't care less of what people say or how they say it. And I'm more, I really kind of react and I also respond, and especially when I'm driving.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Well, I'm talking about like, I'm passive aggressive. Let's put it that way. So if somebody says something snarky to me, I'll respond something snarky back because other people seem to be wanting to be more vocal and kind of not very friendly and not very nice. So I kindly, and I say that, you know, in quotes, I will say something back that's passive aggressive, but yet makes me feel good. It does. Sometimes it just, you know, makes me feel better, like, okay, I submitted something and I said it and it's making me feel better that, you know, that person just didn't say that comment. Who they didn't know me or whatever, and they said, think they can get away with it any longer.
Now, see, I think I respond differently. When somebody says something like that to me now, I think I'll give them a look like, you're an idiot, and then just turn away. Like, acknowledge that I'm not going to even respond. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I go both ways basically on that because, but I am more apt to do it now than I was years ago.
Yeah. Well,
I would have been like, oh my gosh, that person, you know, whatever.
You would have cared more.
I would have.
Yeah. Well, researchers say second adolescence begins at about the age of 50. So you and I are a little bit north of that.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. All right.
And it continues on.
There's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
I need love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter. I'm not afraid.
strain. Their kids are going to ground. Get some heavy rest. Never have to worry about what is worst or what is best.
local news, timeless hits, and Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRJN. So far, so good for the Brewers in their three-game series against the Cubs. Coming up a winner last night, the series continues tonight. In fact, we'll have the pregame for you coming up at about 6:05 and first pitch at about 6:40 here on WRJN. Brewers baseball all season long brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers baseball coming up in about, 15 minutes or so on WRJN.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Hot Amigos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheese Steaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheese Steaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our see. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and Milwaukee Brewers pregame. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon after Brewers baseball on WRJN. Have a great night.
You too.